Now, friends, following those classic gospel favorites, we're once again back here, and it's that time in the program to welcome you all back into the third and final hour of this morning's Way Back with Johnny Woodlock Show. I'd like to remind you all that we are still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario. We can also be heard over historic CFRC 101.9 FM from the heart of Limestone City of Kingston, Ontario, as well as throughout the Durham and Greater Toronto area at www.oshawarocks.com. And yes, we can also be heard anytime at Way Back with Johnny on YouTube. With all that mentioned, I'd like to welcome you all to this, the third and final hour of today's program. With a mention, I would like to share another double feature of a man who would have celebrated his 91st birthday this past week. And that was on Tuesday this past week, the 17th of February, born 1935. And that, of course, is the legendary Texas singer, Johnny Bush. And as my dear friend and fellow radio host, Dallas Wayne out of Texas says, a day without Johnny Bush is like a day without sunshine. With that, we would like to pay tribute to Johnny Bush's 91st birthday with an all-time classic called Darkness on the Face of the Earth, and then we'll follow with another all-time favorite called Jim, Jack, and Rose. With that, I'd like to dedicate these in loving memory of a late friend and a dear mentor of many, the late, great Johnny Bush. Welcome in, friends.
The morning that you left me was just another day. How could I see the sorrow that had found me? And then you laughed and told me that I was in your way. And I turned and ran as heaven fell around me. I stumbled through the darkness, my footsteps were unsure. I lived within a world that had no sunshine. When you left me, darling, my world came to an end. And now there's darkness on the face of me. You knew how it would hurt, and now there's darkness on the face of the earth. The stars fell out, but the moon could not be found. Never leave me.
And I get together every night at the tavern at Broadway and First. Then we sit way in the back, me and Jim, Rose and Jack, where we silently work on my thirst. Jim Beam, Jack Daniels, and Sweet Gypsy Rose, they're always wherever I go. They're the only friends I've got, and I'm proud I've got to know Jim Beam,
Jack Daniels and Sweet Gypsy Rose. Real friends who understand, they don't resist my shaky hand. They sit and listen, and I never must insist. Gypsy Rose watches my eyes, and if she thinks I'm about to cry, she caresses my lips with her kiss. She'll be Jack Daniels and Sweet Gypsy Rose. They're always wherever I go. They're the only friends I've got, and I'm proud I got to know Jim Beam, Jack Daniels and Sweet Gypsy Rose.
Now, friends, it's once again that time in the program to pay tribute to the pioneers of the golden era of Maritimes of Canada country music. With that, let's salute our Atlantic Lullaby segment this week with first Dick Nolan and one of my all-time favorite songs from Newfoundland called The Last Train Headed Home. We'll then follow with our beloved king of the Newfies, Michael T. Wall, and a song he wrote called My Old Guitar and Me. And we'll wrap up here with none other than the first lady of song when it comes to Newfoundland legends, Miss Joan Morrissey, and her all-time classic called Thank God We're Surrounded by Water. With that, we'll also say good morning to each and every one of you down east, but also a happy Sunday to Peter and Myrna Trenholm in Pugwash, Nova Scotia. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Well, when I die, just put me on a fast train and take me to that old Cape Breton shore. Then put me on a slow boat bound for Newfie, and let the Newfie bullet run once more. The first time that I left home, I left home on the bullet, and my mama cried because I had to go. I just love the sounds of trains and old train whistles. So when I die, let her ride just once more. Shame, Lord, that some things, they never last. Oh, the Carson and the bullet, they now live in the past. The Carson's gone, but the bullet's still alive. So when I die, let her ride just one more time. The first time that I left home on the bullet, and my mama cried because I had to go. I just love the sounds of trains and old train whistles. So when I die, let her ride just once more. Yes, when I die, let her ride just once more.
Well, her body's cracked and showing signs of age. Her skin is dry and weathered, and she's seen far better days. Her poor old neck's not quite as straight as it once used to be. But we're still the best of friends, her and me. She shared my life since I was just a lad. She's been there through the good times, and she's been there through the bad. I poured my heart out through her 100,000 times, and I still treasure this old guitar of mine. Yeah, we're still friends, this old guitar and me. We knocked around together since I was just a kid. And although her tune's not quite the same as when she was in her prime, I still treasure this old guitar of mine. Oh, I still treasure this old guitar of mine. She was handed down to me many years ago, and I can still remember the first song that I wrote. When I travel around the country, she was always by my side, and together we always managed to get by. Now she's slowly fading into disrepair, but there's a lifetime full of memories in every scar she bears. And although her ancient timbers are not gold or silver lined, I still treasure this old guitar of mine. Yeah, we're still friends, this old guitar and me. We knocked around together since I was just a kid. And although her tune's not quite the same as when she was in her prime, I still treasure this old guitar of mine. Oh, I still treasure this old guitar of mine. Yeah, we're still friends, this old guitar and me. We knocked around together since I was just a kid. And although her tune's not quite the same as when she was in her prime, I still treasure this old guitar of mine. Oh, I still treasure this old guitar of mine.
About Newfoundland, dear, we haven't got money or riches to spare, but we can be thankful for one small affair. Thank God we're surrounded by water. The sea, oh, the sea, the wonderful sea, long may she roll between people and me, and everyone here should get down on one knee. Land end to John Groat, they came over to ride our colonial goat. We'd have 8 million more, but they didn't have boats. Thank God we're surrounded by water. The sea, oh, the sea, the wonderful sea, long may she roll between people and me, and everyone here should get down on one knee. Thank God we're surrounded by water. Visitors tasted our Newfoundland screech, tipped up the bottle, drank 6 ounces each. Then they let out a yell as they ran for our beach. Thank God we're surrounded by water. The sea, oh, the sea, the wonderful sea, long may she roll between people and me, and everyone. born here should get down on one knee. Thank God we're surrounded by water. Now Bessie Jo Kemp took her horse for a ride. She ripped her old bloomers way up the left side. Then she hung them to dry on the beach at low tide. Oh, thank God we're surrounded by water. The sea, oh, the sea, the wonderful sea. Long may she roll between Bessie and me. And everyone here should get down on one knee. Thank God we're surrounded by water. The French in Quebec want a separate state, including our own Labrador, just you wait. They came down to Belle Isle, but they can't walk our straits. Thank God we're surrounded by water. The sea, oh, the sea, the wonderful sea. Long may she roll between people and me. And everyone here should get down on one knee. Thank God we're surrounded by water. Now Joey was God, said the liberal bunch. One day on our harbor he walked after lunch, but he didn't quite make that old Galilee stunt. Thank God we're surrounded by water. The sea, oh, the sea, the wonderful sea. Long may she roll between Joey and me. And everyone here should get down on one knee. Thank God we're surrounded by water.
Hello friends, this is Michael T. Wall, the singing Newfoundlander, and you are listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock right here on Way Back over CFRC 101.9 Kingston, Ontario, Canada.
And are singing Newfoundlander from the Isle of Newfoundland.
Well yes friends, following those East Coast favorites, we're once again back here, and it's that time in the program to pay tribute to the bluegrass legends of old. With that mentioned, I'd like to salute a collection of snow-inspired songs. First, we'll hear from Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs in February Snow. We'll then follow with the Larry Sparks Band, and of course, Larry Sparks did a wonderful song called Snow Covered Mound. And we'll send this out to our good friend Tom Wilson out there in Brockville, Ontario, who's just discovering Larry's music and has asked me to play some of it for him. And then we'll wrap up with the queen of bluegrass music, Miss Rhonda Vincent, and her all-time classic version of Deepening Snow. With that, I'd like to salute these as our great legends of the lonesome sound of bluegrass this morning, and also send out a very happy hello to Sparky, also known as Sandra Day, out there in Ingleside, Ontario. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Come and sit beside me and I'll sing you one last song for you to carry with you as you go. And I'll remember you here in the frosty dawn and the lightly falling February snow. Not tomorrow you'll be rolling somewhere light and free, somewhere these chilly winds don't blow. And maybe now and then you'll stop and think of me and the lightly falling February snow. Don't ask me where the magic moments all have gone. You know you don't really want to know. And your memory of me is gonna last as long as the early melting February snow. I guess there ain't no use for us to try to talk. We maybe should have tried it long ago. Now all the summer pathways where we used to walk are covered by the February snow. I really hope you find your garden in the sun, and that it helps your pretty flowers grow. And maybe I'll just be remembered as the one who saw you through the February snow. Come and sit beside me and I'll sing you one last song for you to carry with you as you go. And I'll remember you here in the frosty dawn and the lightly falling February snow. And the lightly falling February snow.
Covered with snow neath the mantle of white, sleeping so calm while the winter winds blow. Our mother is resting from the day and the night. She sleeps in a grave all covered with snow. Sleeping neath the gentle snow, sweetly she sleeps while the winter winds blow. Calmly she's resting neath the mantle of white. Our mother is sleeping, she's sleeping tonight. There she will sleep till the springtime has come. Sweet fragrant roses will bloom o'er her tomb. Sleeping so calm while the winter winds blow, she sleeps in a grave all covered with snow. Sleeping neath the gentle snow, sweetly she sleeps while the winter winds blow. Calmly she's resting neath the mantle of white. Our mother is sleeping, she's sleeping tonight. There she will sleep beneath the snow-covered mound till that glad day when the trumpet shall sound. Then she will wake from her slumber below and be reunited to live evermore. Sleeping neath the gentle snow, sweetly she sleeps while the winter winds blow. Calmly she's resting neath the mantle of white. Our mother is sleeping, she's sleeping tonight.
The snow deep and white, but the snow makes me think of my darling, 'cause he hated the snow and the cold. Now he lies in a grave back in Knoxville with a headstone that's just 1 year. Won't you please make the winter
Hi, I'm Rhonda Vincent, the queen of bluegrass music, and you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock right here at the Wayback Show. You take care and blessings to you.
Did it look like old Kentucky when the gates swung open wide? That the good Lord's got you playing somewhere up there every night. Is the grass any bluer on the other side?
Now, friends, following those legendary bluegrass pioneers of old, I would like to now once again welcome you all to the third and final part of this visit with legendary pioneers of country music, Ralph Emery and Farron Young. As we salute this legendary sheriff of country music and honor the careers of Ralph Emery and also Farron Young with a third and final part of this interview with Farron and Ralph, following this, we will hear the all-time signature song that Farron brought all the way up to number one on the charts many years ago, but was also written by legendary Willie Nelson, and that is, of course, Hollow Walls. So now let's drift back to 1975 and remember an all-time visit with Ralph Emery and Farron Young once again. Here they are, friends.
Farron, here in my notes about you.
You ain't got enough paper to write down everything about me.
I got a lot of notes on you. It said you sold fertilizer. Do you sell fertilizer?
Yes, I used to be one of the... I still think I'm doing a pretty good job at selling it, Ralph. So are you, come to think about it. Yeah, I was called a little fertilizer boy. I had an old truck my daddy had discarded, and I finally got it to working. In fact, I went and worked part-time in a junkyard for the get the extra parts to get the old truck running. And, you know, back then, you'd sell a whole truckload of barnyard fertilizer, you get $5. Now they'd say a little bitty bag of it for that. I've been thinking about going back into business again.
Well, did you get to keep all the money? Were you in business for yourself?
Oh, I was the contractor. Yes, sir. You know, and I even bought me another little car on the side, see? And one day we were out, and we had this other boy work for him. I'd pay him like a dollar. You know, I was the boss. It would be the, who was the head man around the fertilizer business. I was about 16.
What other kind of jobs did you have
before you got
to the singing?
I worked as an upholsterer. An upholstery shop, putting on seat covers. Worked in a paint and body shop, doing the sanding and the cleanup. And what else? I used to sell aluminum awnings and screens, and also help make them in a factory.
All this while you were a teenager?
Right, during my summer times.
You had a lot of jobs.
I used to make a lot of money selling the fertilizer. I ain't kidding. You know,
you'd do anything to get off that farm, wouldn't you?
Well, I was still on the farm, but I worked during the day, you know, because we had to milk cows twice a day, and then during the day, during the summer, that's when I'd sell the fertilizer. I know me and Sonny went out and sold fertilizer all day and made about $50. And that was a lot of money back then. Then we went and got my little car, and we had a date with these two good-looking girls. Well, of course, we didn't tell them that we were fertilizer salesmen. We were trying to make them think we were some big shots. So we went over to one of the finest steakhouses in town, trying to impress these girls. They're from the other side of town, see. Sonny had met them. It was a blind date to me. And there we are sitting there ordering this steak, and here come this man and woman in it. We had sold a load of fertilizer, too. And I knew it was coming. She walked over to the table, and I was being Sonny both was trying to get under it. So she said, "Oh, look, honey, there's the little fertilizer boys." So them girls looked at each other. Boy, it was embarrassing to us. What did y'all really do? So we had to admit out, red out on ourselves.
Farron, who was the Sonny? Was he a buddy of yours?
Yeah, Sonny Hearn.
Well, do you have any brothers?
I have two brothers. I have a brother, two brothers older than I am.
You have any sisters?
Two sisters.
All living?
And I'm the baby, uh-huh.
Oh, are you?
I was the baby.
You the baby?
I was the little baby.
Were you spoiled?
No way.
Huh?
You didn't get spoiled around my house, friend. No way. I stayed there, you know, long and all the rest of them was gone. I was still... They're milking them cows.
Little brother.
But you know what happens to you in a poor family. You got all the hand-me-downs. It didn't bother me so much. I got my brother's shoes were too big, but it was wearing my sister's dresses at school and killed you. I mean, every time I get a record against the charge, I'm amazed at myself. Because, you know, it amazes me to see people line up in the auditorium, pay their hard-earned money to come in and listen to me sing. I've never got over that thought. It amazes me.
That people would pay to see you sing?
Right.
Haven't you learned that you're a star yet?
I don't believe there's no such thing as a star, but I believe that you owe somebody, if they do pay to come see you, you owe them a good job because it's their money. They worked at a job somewhere to get that money to see you do your job, and I think you owe them that much.
Farron, would you like to be in the Hall of Fame?
Well, no time soon. I don't think I'm ready for it yet. That kind of scares me to get in that thing.
Now, that may sound like a dumb question. I suppose everybody would like to be in the Hall of Fame, but I feel sure that one day your turn's going to come.
Well, I think what scares anybody about a Hall of Fame, they usually put you in there just before you die, right after you did, so I wouldn't know big hurry to get in it.
Farron, do you know Muhammad Ali?
Yeah, I know Muhammad. Boy, he is a big man. I never realized you watch somebody on television or something, and then I walked up this guy in person, and boy, he is a huge person and perfectly built. I mean, you couldn't have molded a man more perfectly built than Muhammad.
He tell you how great he was?
Oh, yeah. He told me that he was going to whip Joe Frazier and all this, and that's right after Frazier done knocked his block off for him, too.
Where'd you meet Muhammad Ali?
I met him down at Gleason's tournament down in Florida, and of course, I can't mention my product back then. I was selling, but he told me I better bring a lot of them because Frazier was going to need them next time he got a hold of him, you know.
You used to. Yes, all right. Okay.
Can't mention that one.
But I just wondered how you met him. Did you just go up and say, hi, Muhammad Ali, I'm Farron Young?
That's what I did. He knew who I was from that commercial.
Did he shake your hand?
Oh, yeah.
Did he just about break yours?
No, he was very gentle with me, but Gleason came up and said, oh, get over here, pal. I'll whip you with one arm tied behind me. And they started scuffling, just acting silly, you know.
I've heard he has a great big hand.
He does have a big hand. He's just a big person, and he's a good-looking person. Really, he's a very handsome person.
You a fan of his?
Oh, yeah, I bet. You know, you take a guy like Muhammad, everybody wants to see him lose. It's just natural when you could be champ. I just wish I'd have bet $1 million on him every time he fought.
People don't bet against him too often, though.
He wouldn't have lost but twice. If you'd have bet $1 million on him every time.
Well, see, he lost to Joe Frazier, and he lost to
Norton.
Yeah, Norton upset him.
Right. He upset him hard. He broke his jaw. I'd have been pretty upset about that, too.
One quick story, Farron. The automobile auction, where you were talking with your hands.
Did I tell you that while ago?
We didn't talk about it on the air.
Oh. Yeah, I was out here. They were auctioning cars off, and I was talking to a guy next to me. He said,
waving your hand?
I waved my hand, just talking to him. And next thing I knew, they said, sold to that man in the blue coat. I said, what did I buy? They said, that $18,000 Rolls Royce. I said, you got to be kidding. I wasn't bidding on that car. And lucky for me, the district attorney of Nashville was sitting there. I was talking with him, too. Well, they might have locked me up. He said, this guy was having a conversation with us.
But at an auction, you raise your finger or your hand to bid.
I wasn't even looking at it. I didn't even know what they were selling. And Cal, who owns the Weno Radio, told me, he said, you know, you're the only guy I know you can get in trouble anywhere. Anywhere.
Yeah, I think he's right. I'm only going to tell you goodbye one time. On this show one other time, I think I told you bye three times, and you finally quit telling me bye.
Well, bye, Ralph. I've enjoyed it. It's been a wonderful week, and all you nice people that's tuned us in, we hope you've enjoyed it. Next week, Ralph will be back with another special guest star, and I'm just happy I had a portion to do with maybe some happiness in your life this week.
And Farron, this has been Country Music Month.
Country Music
We're
Month.
Still into Country Music
right.
Month. And I thank you for being our guest star.
Everybody enjoy it. There's nothing I like better than country music than you people out there that like it.
This is Ralph Emery saying so long till we see you again.
Hello, walls. Hot things go for you. Then walk away, and I'll bet you great to spend another lonely night with me. Only walls I'll keep you company. Hello, Wendy. Well, I aren't you lonely since our darling disappeared? Well, look here, is that a teardrop in the corner of your pain? Don't you try to tell me that it's rain. She went away and left us all alone the way she planned.
Guess we'll have to learn to get along without her if we can. Hello, sweetheart.
Hello.
I'm gonna stare at you a while. You know I can't sleep. So won't you bear with me a while? We must all stick together, or else I'll lose my mind. I've got a feeling she'll be gone a long, long time.
You gotta keep those cards and letters coming in, honey.
Howdy, friends, listeners. This here is your old host with most country western music and bluegrass music, Johnny Woodlock. And I'd like to invite y'all, my listeners, to write yours truly, Johnny Woodlock, as well as Sim Bush and also Little Gunny. Here at the Woodlock Ranch and Studios. Have you ever had a thought or a message for us about this program you hear weekly? If so, we would love to hear from you. So write to us at our email address at waybackwoodlock@gmail.com and we'll be sure to write you back. In the meantime, back to the show, friends, and happy listening.
So keep those cards and letters coming in.
Well, friends, we're fastly approaching the end of the Way Back with Johnny's program to and dedicated program to the Sheriff of Country Music, Farron Young. With that shared, I would like to once again salute a classic by none other than Farron Young that was recorded on his last recordings in 1992. It would be released in 2007 as a EP called If You're Hungry, and it was recorded for Union Records and later released in 2007 on Showboat Records. With that, from the last recorded project of Farron Young's, we'll hear an all-time classic called Sweet Tennessee. We'll be back following this to hear the Way Back Song of the Week, and then we'll take us all home. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
This traveling life I've chosen takes me far away from you. The highway signs and thin white lines, every day I'm someplace new. In and out of motel rooms, a different bed each night. A lifetime full of loneliness and the end is not in sight. Oh, sweet Tennessee, don't give up on me. Oh, sweet Tennessee, someday this road will set me free. For there's been too many strange faces, too many faraway places, and all these lonely nights are sure getting to me. And I can't wait to be with you in Tennessee. Every time I pack my suitcase, I see sadness fill your eyes. And I know it hurts you badly when we have to say goodbye. But it's the way I make my living, it's the only life I know. But it won't be long, sweet Tennessee, till I'll be coming home. Oh, sweet Tennessee, don't give up on me. Oh, sweet Tennessee, someday this road will set me free. For there's been too many strange faces, too many faraway places, and all these lonely nights are sure getting to me. And I can't wait to be with you in Tennessee. Oh, I can't wait to be with you in Tennessee.
Now, friends, I'd like to pay tribute to a hero of mine who passed away this week on Monday past, the 16th of February. That, of course, was the legendary Robert Duvall. He had been in numerous movies as well as television programs over the years. And with that mention, I would like to pay tribute to Robert Duvall with an all-time classic that he recorded called Decided to Leave Here Forever. With that mention, it breaks our heart to know that Robert Duvall sadly passed away, but he was 95 years young, and he, of course, will forever live in my heart and memories as the legendary Gus on Lonesome Dove. So I'll send this out to all those Robert Duvall fans out there, and also play, following this song, a little clip from Lonesome Dove, and then be back with the song of the week. Welcome in, friends, and yes, we'll miss you, Mr. Duvall. Thanks for all the golden screen memories.
I decided to leave here forever. Let me know if you're coming along. Otherwise, I'll be gone in the morning. Let me know what you have on your mind. Let me know if you always will want me, or if you'll wander into another's arms. Let me know what you decide, dear, then let me rest my head for a while. When I leave here early in the morning, I shall look to see if you are there. Otherwise, my heart, it will be broken. For soon, I know you won't be there. Then I'll know that I've taken my last look at the one love I've known for so long. Then I'll close the door on us forever, and we can rest our souls for a while. I've decided to leave here forever. Let me know if you're coming along. Otherwise, I'll be gone in the morning. Let me know what you have on your mind.
what is that thing that you hope people think of when they see your body of work?
Well, maybe they get something out of the fact that I think I'm versatile and can do different things and, benefit from any of the humanity and the positive things that come out of those parts.
Now, besides the whiskey, I think we'll require a little respect. Now, I'm Captain Augustus McCrae. This is Captain Woodrow F. Call.
I walked this earth my whole life with my pride, see. Now, if that's lost, then let the rest be lost with it. Because there's certain things my vanity won't abide.
Well, I guess you're going to want a fancy funeral too, ain't you?
I've been thinking of that. I have a favor to ask of you, and then I'll do you a favor in return.
What favor?
I want you to bury me down yonder, Clara's orchard.
Clara's orchard? I don't recall seeing she had one.
You remember that little grove of pecans by the creek we stopped at back in Texas?
Back in Texas? You want me to haul you back to Texas? Well, we just got to Montana.
I know where we just got to, Woodrow. I'm the one dying here, ain't I?
Well, I imagine Claire'd be glad to give you a place in that little family cemetery she's got there. That'd make you feel better.
You mean you'd bury me next to that dumb horse trader she was married to? Hell, why don't you just throw me out the window right now and be done with it?
Texas.
Yes, Texas. That's your favorite to me, and that's my favorite to you, too. I'm giving you a reason to go off on another adventure so you don't get bored being a rancher, which you ain't one anyway.
You're one of a kind, Augustus. We're going to miss you.
Even you?
Even me.
And yes, friends, following our tribute to Robert Duvall, we are once again back here, and it's that time of the week to pay tribute to the Wayback Song of the Week. With that, we'll play a special song, which was a duet and one of the biggest classics for Farron Young and Margie Singleton back in 1964. It'll be a song called Keeping Up with the Joneses. And with that, I would like to share that this is this weekend's Wayback Song of the Week. We will be back following this. Send us all home.
Well, the Joneses bought a new house, we did too.
Then a new car, so we bought one too.
'Cause we had to keep up with the Joneses. It was the usual thing to do.
Then the Joneses start going out on the town.
And that's when the Joneses started going down.
But we had to keep up with the Joneses. So we started making the rounds.
Then suddenly it happened, their love fell apart.
Now the Joneses aren't the same as before.
And we couldn't let the Joneses get ahead of us.
So now we're not us anymore.
Jones is getting ready for the trial.
Guess we'll follow them in single file.
'Cause we've got to keep up with the Joneses. Don't you wish that the Joneses would cry? Keep up with the Joneses. Oh, don't you wish that the Joneses would cry? 'Cause we had to keep up with the Joneses.
Hey everybody, this is Margie Singleton in Nashville, Tennessee. And you're listening to my good friend, Johnny Woodlock, right here on Way Back. Keep listening. You'll be glad you did.
Yes, we had to keep up with the Joneses.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to say so long from the Way Back with Johnny show here on this great channel. With that mention, I would also like to thank each and every one of you for tuning into the program today. Vern Young sadly passed away following self-inflicted gunshot wounds on December 10th in 1996, following depression and feeling that the country music industry had forgotten him. It was 4 years later, in 2000, that he would be inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame of Nashville, Tennessee, and his contribution to the country music scene has never been forgotten. With that mention, I would also like to share that he was cremated and his ashes were scattered over Old Hickory Lake and the former Johnny Cash house that was on Old Hickory Lake. With that, I would like to play us home today with a couple of sacred songs. First, it's going to be the legendary Patsy Cline and Life's Railway to Heaven. And then we'll follow with another all-time classic by Vern Young himself and called Supper Time. I will be back here next week. Next weekend, we will be paying tribute to the March 5th, 1963 tribute to the darkest day in country music, as I've often referred to it as. With that, I would like to say so long for this weekend, and may God bless and keep each and every one of you safe and sound. God bless you, and have a good week. We'll catch y'all next weekend. So long for now, friends.
Life is like a mountain railroad with an engineer that's brave. We must make the run successful from
I heard my mother. mother call at set of sun. Come home, it's supper time. The shadows leave their past. Come home, it's supper time. We're going home at last.
Some of the fondest memories of my childhood were woven around supper time. As the shadows grew long in the evening and the birds start to wing their way home, I knew it wouldn't be long until my mom would call from the back steps of the old home place. Come on home, son. It's supper time. Well, sir, it didn't take much persuasion to get we hungry children to pull in our kites, put up our toys, and start for home. But those days are gone now. But the memory of them began to weave a truth into the warp of my soul that is even more thrilling than the memory of those childhood days. For I'm sure, and it won't be long, until we hear the supper time call from the portals of glory. And then we'll put away the things of this life as we did when we were children, and heed the call for the greatest supper time of them all, with all of God's children and with Jesus.
We're going home at last.
Another show is over, another day gone by, with good friends all around me. How the time did fly.
Howdy, friends and listeners. This here is your old host with most, Johnny Whitlock, reporting for Way Back with Johnny over this great channel. The previous show does not represent anything associated with the channel heard on. It is the sole associate of Whitlock Ranch Studios, Cornwall, Ontario. With that, have a great day, and we'll catch y'all next week. So long, friends.
It's hard to find the words I want to say, but friends, I'll try. God bless you all and keep you till we meet again. Goodbye.